We are all entitled to do what we wish, to have happiness. But sometimes in life, the negativity and the sadness is easiest. I had been told that to be happy was my choosing, but as I was surrounded by so many struggles, I felt like I was losing. I came face to face with severe depression, as society told me I would never be perfection. The rejection and chatters from everyone at school, they all told me I would never be cool. I was different. I didn't belong anywhere. And when the rumors passed around, people would laugh and stare. And it sounds so fake, but you weren't there. The words of others being fed into my ear soon became my greatest fear. And the mirror made my image feel so distorted that Mia had my face in a toilet. It was bad at school, but when I came home, I'd lock myself in my room, sad and alone. I messed up so much, and I put myself in a hole, digging deeper and deeper, isolated and cold. And some days I felt like there was no need to try. I was surviving, but not living, simply getting by. And when the buildup was too much, I would cut my own canvas, hush up and put on a bandage and keep quiet to hide the damage. No one knew when I was there on the floor, about to quit life with nothing worth fighting for. No one had a clue anything I had done, how I longed for happiness, and how I wanted to run. I will say that in this time, I was fully convinced that there was no such thing as happiness. But what I didn't know was that I had a choice, two paths to choose from, and the option to rejoice. Every time I tried to quit, I knew I wasn't done. So for me, my battles were already starting to be won. I doubted myself, and I forgot to see all that I could achieve, all the possibilities. All around me, there were these opportunities, and I had no more room for that negativity. And although there was a lack of motivation, I knew that there really were no limitations to what I could do or say or feel, because this desire to be happy had become so real. I fought a battle with darkness, and I knew how I tried to push through. Now it was time to look at a brighter side. You see, life and happiness are all about perspective, and to seek out positivity is the ultimate objective. You see, happiness isn't about complexity. Take a look around, it's simplicity. It's the sun coming out to greet the day, and the people by your side willing to hear what you have to say. It's about surrounding yourself with good people and finding new things to do that can truly bring out the best in you. I found my happiness through friends, music, and art, and it never fails to keep me together when I'm falling apart. Shifting my mindset, I began to see that I didn't care the way people looked at me. I'm not afraid to say I am definitely not perfect, because I have my flaws, but I'm always gonna be worth it. We shouldn't spend time dwelling on what we do and don't have, what we can and can't be, or the way we are perceived. Life is too hard to worry about that stuff. We need to learn to change our mindset so things won't be so tough. And no, I'm not saying it will be easy at all, because sometimes it's easy falling to sadness over things so small. But no matter how deep that struggle may be, I believe we all have the choice to be unconditionally happy.